For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I don't think I can beat Schwarber no
There's
more.
No way. You're huffing and puffing at the running down the hallway, dude.
No, you know what? It's picking them up and putting them down like that.
It's over, Hugh.
The old Gray Mary ain't what she used to be.
It's not over yet, though, in the NL East. Though we're getting close. We are getting close. All right, so after last night, the magic number for the Phillies to win their first NL East title since 2011 is down to 18. That is the magic number to win this division now. And the magic number to make the playoffs, which really has never been in jeopardy, but the magic number to clinch a playoff spot is at 16 for the Phillies. So that one will obviously happen first, and then it'll be 18 to win the division. I continue to watch and see how the Mets are playing, because they could very easily overtake the Braves for second place and that final playoff spot. The Mets are a half game back of the Braves. The Phillies last night chop another number off the magic number, in big part because of Kyle Schwarber. Let's hear it. The montage of last night as Schwarber goes deep three times in Toronto.
The 1-1 on the way, it's blasted. Deep right field, and that'll turn it around. Kyle Schwarber hits one over the Phillies bullpen. A leadoff home run, his 12th of the year. Pitch swung on, hit deep. Right field on a line. Springer turns, and that one is gone. And Kyle Schwarber locked in again. Swinging a ground ball right side off the glove. Guerrero's got it, then falls down. Ball trickles away. Sosa coming around third. He's going to score. And Schwarber makes it a one-run ball game. Swung on. Oh. Blasted. Oh. Deep right field. It's so long gone. And the Phillies lead it.
Chad Green in 1-2. El lanzamiento. Aquí viene. Línea para el right field. La bola se va. Se va. Se va. Campanazo. Schwarber ball.
And a high fly ball to deep right field. They've come all the way back. A three-run missile. Kyle Schwarber's third home run of the night.
What a night for Schwarber and the Phillies, who now lead it 10-8 here in the ninth inning.
Three home runs last night here for Kyle Schwarber. He did something last night that only one other player has ever done in big league history, and that was him a month ago with the extra base hits, the leadoff home run, the ninth inning home run. What an incredible night for Schwarber. And in a game, Hugh, we thought they were done in the first inning.
Yeah, man, it was one of those ones he's like, okay, this is not their night. But they got back to the fighting fields that they once were early in the season. You know, when they used to fight to stay in games or get back into games. They're like the fighting fields last night.
Yeah, they were. I mean, good at-bats late. Clemens had a really good at-bat to help get a run in. Sosa with a walk on a good at-bat. Schwarber's at-bat in the ninth inning was great, which obviously led to this third home run of the night. So big win. They play again today, this afternoon, actually. 3:07 is the first pitch. Bryce Harper is going to be in the lineup, even though most of us believe they should put Bryce Harper on the injury list today. So it's a Christopher Sanchez game today as the Phillies wrap up a very quick series in Toronto, and then they're off to Miami for four. All right, so the other big thing last night was the Brewers lost. They lost a back-and-forth late game against the Cincinnati Reds, or the Cardinals. So the Phillies' magic number now for the two seed, or the bye, I should say, a bye, is 22. So those are the numbers to keep in mind. They're basically jockeying for position with the Brewers. They play them coming up in 2 weeks, and I believe they only have to win one of those games to have the tiebreaker over the Brewers, because then they sweep them here in June?
Yes.
We were at one of those games, weren't we?
Yes, we were.
Castellanos? That was one of we did the game with our listener. I think that was the Brewers.
That's right, and Will was there, who was big Castellanos guy.
And he said he's going to have a walk-off hit in the World Series. That's how this thing ends.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That'd be great.
That'd be awesome. All right, so the Brewers are, the Phillies are about, I think, one. Let me see what it is. The Phillies are 82-56. They're 1.5 up on Milwaukee right now. And if they win one out there in a couple weeks, they will own the tiebreaker over the Brewers.
By the way, Rhys Hoskins, not been very good for the Brewers.
I haven't checked his splits. I know he has, what, 23 home runs?
He's got like a 700 OPS in the 8-hole for the Brewers.
So they dropped, well, some of their young players have really immersed. So I guess they've dropped him in the lineup. That he is not as important to them as he was at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
I still would rather him here.
Well, of course. Well, yeah.
I mean, his bat would be welcomed here.
For sure. It's just interesting because, like, when you look at the Brewers, I mean, Yelich is hurt, right? You're kind of wondering where, like, all the firepower is coming from. They're a good young team. And it's not coming from Reese either. Like, you would think, since we haven't checked in on him in a while, like, and we know the Brewers are doing well, I just sort of automatically assumed that Reese was carrying the offense, but he's not.
Yeah, his OPS, you're right, is down to 708. He does have 23 homers, but he hit seventh last night. And the top of their lineup is Jackson Churio, who's 20 years old. Blake Perkins, who's young.
Churio's been great.
Yeah, I mean, they've got young players emerging here. And they're pitching. Their pitching is always good. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. John is up on WIP. Hey, John.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you doing?
John, we're good. How are you?
Good.
So what are you thinking?
I put down Freddie Mercury.
That's your guess for Hughes Clues, Freddie Mercury?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
It is not Freddie Mercury here. John, what do you think about Bryce Harper? Injured list?
Bryce Harper should take a break.
We could call that the injured list. Hugh, what do you think? A little break for Bryce Harper?
Yes.
Put him on a break?
Ain't nothing wrong with drinking during this.
No, and John, we appreciate the phone call.
That was a horrible call.
Ain't nothing wrong with
Freddie Mercury and give Harper a break.
Yeah.
Give John a break.
No.
Yeah.
I'm
just saying, I don't know if John, he's probably had he probably had an off day. I'm not saying he was drinking, but if he was, that's cool.
That's my fault.
Yeah, that's...
Wait a minute, what? What do you do?
Well, I mean, he put him up. Yeah. I mean, that's on Kyle more than us. This one's also on you. Cowboy Jim is next. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Hugh?
Yes.
What have I told you about the clues? The first clue you give today is he has a mustache.
Yes.
All right, so we're back to one in a billion, okay? You got to give two.
Wait a minute, two clues? I thought the first clue was a good one.
We don't want you to win anyway.
I can't win anyway. And as for that John caller, he should go on the injury reserve list. Yeah, definitely.
All right, Jim. You know, John gave us a take. He wants Bryce to have a break.
He took a take, all right. Listen.
That's actually the funniest cowboy Jim's ever been.
Who knows what Sirianni does on an airplane?
He's going to sleep. That's what he told us yesterday.
But who knows? Me.
Jim, of everyone, you do know. So tell
you
us.
People.
Tell us.
Careful.
Yeah. So, okay. So can I get a drum roll? Can I get anything like that? No? I'm not going to get a drum roll?
Yeah, that's a no.
No. Okay. All right. Listen, this is what he does. He sleeps.
All the time?
Well, okay. Whether it's a 30-minute flight or 9 hours. Well, 9 hours he may watch a movie, but every single flight that I've been on with him, the man sleeps, and that's what he does.
As he should.
He's probably dreaming of success.
I mean, hold on a second.
He's probably dreaming of success.
Plane time, it could be a time of productivity. I mean, you could get a lot done on a plane.
All right. Let me just tell you this. His very first regular season game against the Atlanta Falcons, it was 4 years ago. I met him for the first time. That man slept all the whole way down, and I thought I was nervous for him. It's his first game. And that man slept the whole flight.
Went and they blew out the Falcons, so it worked.
Well,
it worked that time.
I guess it did. But and a shout out to two callers yesterday. After my calls yesterday, someone said that my call with Sonny Hill was great, and then someone said that no matter what you say about me and the Cowboys, I keep calling in. My love for the Cowboys is strong. Good luck, losers. Bye.
All right, that's enough, Jim. Get out of here. How about Jim spilling the beans on what goes on the Eagles team playing? We need to tap into that more.
That's weird that he's like the charter guy. And so I guess he's not doing the one for this game.
Well, he's on the phone with us.
Yeah, because he would have probably, you know.
Yeah, I'm not sure when the Eagles have, if they're taken off already. I mean, we know today they're leaving.
For whatever reason, I thought it was tonight. I don't know why I thought it was tonight, but I just felt
it's daytime because if they fly at night, like it's the time difference is only 1 hour.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know that. I thought it was a big time difference.
I believe Brazil is kind of, are they behind us? I think it's Central Time, like our version of Central Time here. So they're 1 hour different from us based on where they are. Let's talk to, who we got? Jim in the Northeast wants to talk about Sirianni. What's up, Jim?
Well, yeah, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Well, Jim, we appreciate you. What are you thinking today?
We appreciate you, man.
I'm 75 years old. I'll be 76 on September 16th. I think I may know the answer to Hugh's question.
Mm-hmm.
think I may know the answer, but I'm not sure. Dave Schultz.
Dave Schultz.
That's not a bad guess.
Good guess. Not it, though. All right, Jim, what are you thinking here for Sirianni?
Sirianni, I give every coach a until the season starts. You should wipe the slate clean because, you know, why think of the past? Let's see what happens. And that's why, yeah, I don't have anything other than that. And now if he loses the first four games...
Game four.
I'd probably change my mind.
Yeah, well, four games. He might not have a job if he loses the first four games. So we'll all change our minds.
Yeah,
then.
That's what I mean. And when they make them decisions, a lot of factors, you know, is firing the coach good for the team? Or, you know, I'm sure if he loses the first four games, they're probably going to think that. But we don't know, you know, when that's Jeffrey Lurie's decision, I guess. But, yeah, I give him a clean slate.
Well, Jim, that's noble of you. I like that. Every coach gets a clean slate every year.
Well, do you remember? Because I go back, I'm 76. I go back to the Flyers with the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And I do remember Dave Schultz trying stand-up comedy.
You know what? I felt like I had remember reading that. Obviously, I didn't remember that specifically.
Was he funny, though?
Was he good?
I heard he was, as Howard Eskin would say, brutal.
So that's not so what that means.
Good.
No,
yeah, Jim, that's a good phone call. We appreciate it. So, how about that?
I didn't know he did stand up.
I did read that at some
point.
That's
a good use of the clues, though.
That's
a good job.
He's following along. Unfortunately, no one has gotten this one yet, which means we're going to have to give away the obvious clue, the most obvious clue coming up next from Hugh to help give this prize away. 215-592-9494. Hit your phone calls coming up. We'll give this prize away. Sirianni, are you giving him a clean slate? I mean, let's be real. No, I'm not giving him a clean slate. Everything's on my mind from his entire tenure. Kyle has that slate slope so clean, I don't even know what happened last year. And he was just ready to pounce if one thing goes wrong.
Yeah.
And do we have a case of the Philly flu in Brazil? You got to hear what a state representative from Wisconsin is trying here. We'll hit that next. Your calls, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes, let me tell you about this Hatfield bacon. You know, it's that time of the year. It's the most wonderful time of year. It's football season. And what's on my menu for this football season is pork, of course. Get ready for game day with Hatfield and put some pork on your fork. Elevate your kickoff cuisine with Hatfield's winning lineup of marinated pork, tenderloins, bacon, and ham. Whether you're a tailgate king or gridiron gourmet, Hatfield helps you savor the taste of victory. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. Find your flavor.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
With Hatfield.
It really is the most wonderful time. It's football season, Hugh.
Yeah.
I mean, I love this song whenever, Christmas time, football time.
Because it kind of fits. I mean, and plus all the dates started running together. They already got Halloween candy out, so it don't make no difference.
So you're saying it's basically Christmas?
Yeah, it might as well be. Because it ain't even Halloween season. We got Halloween candy out already.
Because they know people are going to buy it.
That's ridiculous.
You wouldn't? I mean, if you put Halloween candy in front of me, I'll eat it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm not debating that part, but it's just like, come on, dog. As soon as it gets cold, two things are given. That damn spiced everything, pumpkin spice everything.
Don't miss out while it's here.
And that damn Halloween candy. Mm. And you, I think this is the time also we go to the Home Depot stores and stuff and get like the decorations for you outside, the Halloween decorations.
It's all out, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, it is September. At least it's September. That's not. It's no longer
August. It's ridiculous,
August.
Though. It's ridiculous.
Well, when do you want to start putting it out?
Like, give these holidays some time to breathe.
Yeah, but
leave me be with the spiced pumpkin.
See, no one has any solutions here. It's always like, stop moving this so quickly. So give me the date. When do we put the Halloween stuff out? When does the pumpkin stuff get to?
Okay, give it about two more weeks.
Middle of September.
Yes.
Okay, at least you got a solution.
Yeah.
I'm skipping right to Christmas.
I'm fine with that. You want to play Christmas music?
Don't worry about it. We'll be there before you know it.
We will. All right. The Eagles will be in Brazil before you know it. They're on their way. But not if John Macko has anything to say about it. You know who John Macko is?
Who was that?
He is the representative of the 88th Assembly District in Wisconsin. You see what he put out last night? He put a statement out. He wants the NFL to move this game out of Brazil, says John Macko of Wisconsin. And I'll read this thing to you. Ready? In the light of current political and social climate in Brazil, I urge the National Football League and the Green Bay Packers to reconsider the upcoming game scheduled to be held in Brazil on Friday. The alarming reports of widespread unrest, escalating violence, and profound censorship against U.S. companies operating within Brazil paint a troubling picture of the conditions there. Hosting a game in such an environment not only risks the safety and well-being of players, staff, and fans, but also risks sending a message to contrary to the values of the NFL and the Packers stand for. It would be in the NFL's best interest to move the game back to the United States where safety can be ensured for all in attendance and take a stand for the freedom of speech. Hugh.
Soft.
You know what I say to that?
Mm.
He sent that out yesterday, right?
Yesterday.
I don't know who the hell you trying to influence with your take. It's too late in the game for that, brother. This game is about to be played, and whatever happens, happens. Like most of the guys, I'm pretty sure they're going to stay in the hotel. So, I mean, you don't have to worry about that. Now, the fans and whatnot, I know we had somebody call in yesterday talking about it's just as safe as it is, as it's going to anywhere and wherever, South Philly or whatever. I don't know if I believe that. I don't know if I believe that, especially when you have groups of people reporting that, you know, they have wildfires and civil unrest. I don't know what part you're hanging out in. And we've gotten reports from Elliot. It sounds like it's cool, but I'm not a dice shaker like that. I'm not willing to take that chance.
You know what this is to me?
What's that?
This is false hustle. This is so he could say, I said it was a bad idea if something goes awry. And he looks good to people who agree with all this. And then like, yeah, he's right. Get in the game. They're not moving the game. I mean, the game's on Friday. It's Wednesday. NFL, unless there's an act of God, right, like a blizzard or something where a stadium can't be used. When does the NFL just move games 2 days before they're about to play? There's no chance that they're moving this game unless, again, something happened to where, let's say, wildfires, right? Like, it was dangerous. The air quality, like, that's different. But unless something changes, there's no chance they're taking this game out of Brazil.
No, and hopefully nothing, this goes off without a hitch. It sounds like pretty good so far, so good. It sounds like Elliot's having a great time. So there might be some truth to you know, the fact that it's not that bad. But I don't see Elliot as a guy that's, you know, not moving out too far outside his comfort zone.
Yeah, I like how Elliot's our social and political barometer for the game.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like he's having a great time, but still, you know, don't want to take too many penitentiary chances when it comes to stuff like that.
No, you don't. 215-592-9494. The game's not getting moved. Let's all relax.
No, it's a wrap night. Now, kiss the baby.
They're on their way. I mean, yeah, tell the plane to turn around. They're not changing the game. Mike in the Northeast is up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I love the show. Big fan.
Oh, thank you, Mike. What are you feeling today?
I want to take a shot at the mustache contest.
Okay.
The mustache contest.
What are you thinking?
Kevin Bacon?
Oh, Kevin Bacon. That is a really good guess. That is not it. But, Mike, that is a good guess. All right, Mike, what do you think about Sirianni?
Clean slate. Let's go into the season positive-minded and just rooting for the team.
So you're not thinking about last year at all. It's all on Sirianni and what he does starting on Friday.
Correct.
I think more need to be like you. I wish I could be like you. I wish I could move off of things and forgive and forget. And Mike, great phone call. We appreciate you listening. That is, it's difficult for me. Hughes said he's going to do it, but.
Yeah. I mean, but if it goes awry.
Halftime on Friday night, we know it's going
to
happen.
I think it's going to be good, though, man. But if it goes awry, then I reserve the right to fan the way that I want to fan.
You waffled in 5 minutes.
No, I'm saying I reserve the right to fan the way that I want to fan.
You held on to that take. He preemptively. For 5 minutes.
He told us, don't be mad when I rip Sirianni.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying, if I see some of the same stuff that I saw last year, then no, I got a problem with that. Yeah, I got a problem with that.
I think most of us would. All right, can we give everyone the final clue here? It's rare that a Hughes Clues goes this deep into the show. $50 gift card on the line today to the Chesapeake Inn, which we're going to be at tomorrow. Chesapeake Restaurant and Marina. We'll be there 10 to 2 tomorrow. Chesapeake City, Maryland. And just for anyone who hasn't been there before, you know, you hear Maryland, you're like, oh, how far away? It's not really far. It's an hour from Philadelphia. It's a quick shot. We're going out tomorrow. Hugh, fourth clue. What do you got?
The fourth clue that I have is this individual is a co-worker.
Excuse me?
He's a co-worker.
Whose co-worker?
He's
at
my
WIP?
Co-worker.
Oh.
So he's my co-worker.
He's our co-worker? He's a co-worker, yeah.
All right, so that certainly narrows down the list here. So what do we have? We have Delco resident, mustache, birthday tomorrow, at some point did stand-up comedy,
yes.
And a co-worker here at WIP.
Yeah, and you know what else? Another thing is I don't see why y'all think I'm that deep. Kevin Bacon, y'all think I would pull a Kevin Bacon out of a hat? You
yeah,
think
but
that's
you
the
watch Tubi and weird movies.
I do. I watched a bad movie at Tubi last
night.
Oh, you know what I'm about to watch?
Hold on. It's about to be football season. You got to put the Tubi down.
No, it's the last one I'm going to watch, Joe.
No,
it's,
don't lie. Why are you lying?
No, it's the last one I'm going to watch. It was called, I got to remember the name, but it's another one I want to watch on Netflix called Deliverance. Oh. And Glenn Close, they were talking about Glenn Close's lines in Deliverance. I can't share what they were saying about him. But they said that she has some very colorful lines.
Can't wait to watch that movie. You tell everyone that you're not that deep to pick Kevin Bacon, and now you're pulling out Glenn Close lines.
I did. That didn't go together, did it?
No, you are the kind of person that would do that. That's why these guesses come in the way they do.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to think of this movie that I was watching on Tubi that was really, really bad. It was something about...
All of them?
No, it was... what was it? It was called, I think... Priest, Samurai Priest.
What are you doing?
It was a Samurai Priest.
There's so many good things.
I mean, you had to have known that was going to be bad
Samurai
before you...
Samurai Priest?
No, I started, and then I was like, yeah, I can't do this. I started, and I was like, you know what? It ain't that bad. I can't do this.
It's like it with the plant-based butter. You're just not willing to give up on things right away.
I was like, I can't do that.
Samurai Priest, what is it about?
Yeah, it was Samurai Priest Vampire Hunter. That's what it was.
Hugh, this looks awful.
You see it? Samurai Priest Vampire Hunter. And I was all into it about 20 minutes, and I was like, you know what? It ain't that bad.
This is the kind of movie you see the preview and you know it's bad.
And that's what it was. When I saw the actor that was playing the Samurai Priest Vampire Hunter, I was like, yeah, I'm cool. I can't do that.
The plot is the vampire race slowly becomes extinct as blood no longer sustains its members.
Yeah, and they were attacking each other.
Hugh, stop.
Do you need recommendations for things to watch?
I thought it sounded like a good title.
No, it did not.
And then, you know, it was in the vein of, you know, the movies in that day was like the early 2000s.
Kyle earlier said we really, because he was upset at all the takes out there about the NFL, that we need football back. You've run out of things to watch. You need football back.
No, I wanted to watch. I really kind of wanted to watch that one.
Well, you're chill.
I got like 10 minutes into it. It ain't that bad.
It's just like his Sirianni take. Clean slate. Nah, he's that bad. All right, Joe in Cherry Hill. What's up, Joe?
Yeah, it's I'm definitely Bryce has got to go on the injured reserve list here. I mean, they can win without him. They can win this division. It's already over. Sirianni, I give him a clean slate. I think it all falls on the quarterback. I mean, and I definitely think that. And Kyle Quinn is the guest.
Joe, you're
a
winner.
He just hit all the boxes.
Boom,
he just said boom.
So, Joe, which one? Was it all the – like, how did you figure this out? Which clue? What gave it away?
I'll tell you what. I had a feeling right off the bat with the mustache, but when you went to Delco, I didn't know about his birthday, but I knew the Delco and the mustache. I had it like a couple
But wait a minute. My question to you is this, Joe. Why of all the people, did you guess Kyle like right out the gate? Like, curious.
I had a – because you're crazy, dude.
That explains it.
No, that's why I wanted to hear – I just wanted to hear you say it. I kind of figured that's what it was.
Every day. I listen to you every day. I don't get to call a lot because I'm driving and working. I got to use my phone, so I don't call as much as I'd like to. But this has got to be – gotta be Kyle.
Good job, buddy.
You nailed it, Joe. We appreciate you, man. And we'll get you the Chesapeake Inn gift card here. $50.
I feel good. I feel great now.
This is your best one, man.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, because you're the answer.
That's right.
No, because people are starting to get me. Like, they're starting to understand.
There's something real introspective going on right now.
No, listen. It's the fact that they're starting to understand how I feel about defenses and how I speak truth.
I've never been more disappointed than when people call and say, "Do I get it now?"
No, like, you know what? You know what it's almost like? It's almost like, you know, having a virus or a parasite or something that just eats away at you to the point where you just kind of give up and just kind of let it take you.
Is that you?
I'm the parasite.
Okay.
I've just kind of gotten to the point now where people say, "Hey, you know what?
It was about to be me for a second."
Maybe I'm just going to just give in to what he's saying. And they're listening. They're listening, Joe, every day.
Like a rash that won't go away.
Yes, there you go. That's exactly what it is. And they're understanding. And it just makes me feel so good. I feel so good right now.
Well, I'm happy that everyone makes you feel good.
That people are starting to get me. And they're starting to understand.
They're starting to climb into that mind that watches Samurai Priest or whatever that movie is. All right, so Joe.
Vampire Hunter, Samurai Priest.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I got to get this right. It's a very special movie. All right. Joe just won a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Arena. We'll be there tomorrow, 10 to 2, doing our show. ChesapeakeInn.com for details. Beautiful view from the Chesapeake right there. We'll be doing the show live tomorrow. Yes, and a happy early birthday to Kyle Quinn. Tomorrow's Kyle's birthday. And so not everyone knows this. You have to tell everyone the story. You at one point did stand-up.
I opened for Joe Conklin, so I won't be doing stand-up at Chesapeake tomorrow because I do consider myself a retired stand-up comedian.
One and done?
Did you go blue, though?
I went out on top.
Did you do blue?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, that's cool.
I started off by just like ripping a bunch of people from WIP because that was the audience.
Yeah.
So Angelo in particular and that hit.
Easy targets.
Exactly, yeah. Right. So I thought I got a lot of laughs, did a pretty good job. I left to a roaring applause.
Well,
of the
then
crowd
why not give it another
because
go?
I go out on top.
Well, I mean, who knows?
Leave on a high note.
Maybe there's more to this.
Always leave them wanting more, Joe.
So that's called showmanship.
That's exactly
right. That is what that is. Doug in Pensahawken hopefully has some showmanship on this call. What's up, Doug?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Doug.
I got to respond to the airline stewardess. You know what? Maybe he has a point there. That's a real elite running back talent they have right now in Dallas for 2019.
I think even before that, Doug, I think Dalvin Cook and Ezekiel Elliott were going high in drafts in like 2016 in fantasy football. It's 2024.
Listen, these Cowboy fans can say all in all they want. They're all in denial, all in delusion. All right, it's gonna be, they're going to crash and burn so fast this year. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I always laugh when Jim or any other Cowboy fan does this. Like, do the Eagles have a lot of questions? Yeah, I think we'd all say they have a lot of questions. But the Cowboys have bigger questions. They don't even know if their quarterback's going to be on the team next year.
Well, we're not the ones saying it's our year every year, you know?
Well, it's not, I'll tell you this, it's not the Cowboys' year. That we know. Doug, good phone call. All right, is Mad Mike up next? We haven't talked to Mad Mike in a little bit here. Mad Mike, I'm guessing, has a thought on Sirianni. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, I have a thought on Sirianni. That guy is a no-talent clown moron puppet, and he doesn't get any passes.
It's a lot. That's a lot. That is a lot.
So no clean slate for you?
No, he gets no clean slate. And the fact that you're trying to give him a clean slate makes me super mad. And you know what? Put Bryce Harper on the he's a fraud, phony panderer list and don't let him play because with his bloated contract and wanting more years. What a fraud.
Yeah, that more years thing really didn't work out the way Bryce wanted it to. I think he was expecting the sympathy and empathy from the fan base. He didn't get that.
Yeah. Go put the Philly fanatic on some more of your clothes, loser. Like, I hate this guy. Like, he's a fraud. He was a fraud in everywhere he goes. And we're like, oh, he's not a fraud here anymore. He's a fraud.
So do you think he's not hurt or you think he's hurt?
I think he's a big baby and he's trying to like, oh, I'm hurt. This is why I can't play good. Maybe it's because you're getting old and your skills have eroded.
Well, I mean, I think it's part
of
it.
Strong too.
Yeah, I mean, he's not young anymore. Mike, we preached the phone call. So as expected, Mike not willing to wipe that slate clean for Nick Sirianni here. The Bryce thing is, I don't buy the idea he's not hurt. You can see it. And also, Bryce Harper doesn't, when he plays, Hugh, when he's healthy, he hits home runs. He's just playing different. Like, he's hurt.
It's the timing. And you know, even though I don't agree with what Mad Mike is saying, I mean, if you're being fair and honest, there is something to it. Because the timing of him saying that he's hurt, and then all of a sudden it's just starting to look like he's going off the rails, even though he's hitting. But he's not hitting for power right now. It's just weird. And then he's back in the lineup again today. You would think that, like, if anything, you want Bryce to be ready to go when the postseason.
Do you agree with the take that Spike had yesterday that it's a bit Embiid-ish to tell us all that he's hurt so he garners a little sympathy if he doesn't play well?
I will say this.
It's got a twinge of Embiid to it.
I will say this. When I was in Jacksonville and I was hurt and I played through that pain and I was getting ridiculed, I never said a word. Never said a word because I felt like anytime you walk out there on the mound, on the field, whatever it is you do on the court, like any excuse you have for injuries or whatnot is out the window. You can't say that.
It is one thing I do appreciate, Hugh, about Jalen Hurts. He hates to talk about his own injuries. Remember last year when he didn't want to answer questions about his knee issue, which was obvious to all of us watching? The year before, he was very reticent to talk about his shoulder, which was a problem. He, I think, goes now. He's the quarterback of the Eagles, so people are gonna dig on the truth, right? Reporters are gonna try to find out how banged up he is because he's the quarterback and it matters a lot. And the NFL makes you put these guys on the injury report for gambling purposes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Hurts is more towards the way your mentality was. I think if Hurts had it his way, we would never know what he's dealing with physically.
Because you open yourself up to being ridiculed more than anything. It doesn't help you. Especially when you make the kind of money that you're making to tell people that you're hurt. Because they're not trying to hear that. You're a Superman. You're looked at larger than life. So when you do stuff like that, it's perceived as weakness. You just got to go out there. You just got to play, man. Or you got to sit your butt down and get healthy. Because that's not an excuse that hunts when people are paying money. You're talking about people that like to gamble. Because you hear it all the time. Oh, you make too much money to be complaining. Get healthy. You know, nobody care. Oh, you're just a pansy. You're not hurt. Whatever. Yeah, so you probably need to sit down and just get healthy, man.
You know what else in terms of timing? And look, I think Bryce is actually hurt. I think it's obvious if you're watching it, you see it. He's not swinging the same way. He's hitting flares to left field instead of pulling the ball in the air the way we're typically used to him doing. I will say, though, Hugh, on timing, right? Remember we were discussing earlier about when A.J. basically said that, Sirianni took one for the team last year by taking the blame for the way the game ended in Seattle when it wasn't his fault at all. You know, couldn't have Bryce told us he was banged up the whole day and a half that we were ripping Topper for not using him as a pinch hitter? Wouldn't that have been the time?
He could have.
Because that could have taken all the heat off of Topper. Like, if Bryce comes out after that game.
And say, hey, man, I was hurt.
I'm banged up. I'm. Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. I'll be fine by October. But it takes that heat off of Topper. Instead, this station spent 24 hours on Topper's a moron. How do you not use Bryce Harper as a pinch hitter? And the reason is because Bryce Harper's hurt.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it is, though. It's one of those things where you get retrospective when you start thinking about the injuries, and now you start to look at him, okay, that's why this and this and this didn't happen. But, yeah, it's one of those things, man, where you can't win by telling people at this late in the game that you're hurt. It's just it leaves you open for all kind of speculation, and now we're talking about whether or not he should be out, and now he's back in the lineup. So, yeah, it's a tough spot to be in.
Yeah, and if you're hurt, and you've admitted you're hurt, get to the IL. Get healthy for the playoffs here. Phil is in Brazil. Phil is up on WIP. Phil, how's Brazil today?
Yo, what's going on? I love you guys. Happy birthday, Kyle. Been listening to y'all since the evening, driving to work. Hugh, I got to meet you at your Hall of Fame, Bron. So, first time calling in. Brazil is amazing.
Oh, we appreciate that. So, Phil, are you in Sao Paulo? Where are you right now?
I'm in Rio, and I'm going to go to the Eagles' official thing in Sao Paulo tomorrow, the kickoff party. They're going to play the game, I guess, Ravens Chiefs on a projector, and Swoop's going to be there and everything, and we're going to do that tomorrow. But it's been beautiful here. Any reports of danger and stuff, maybe Sao Paulo, but it's just the people here are amazing. There's
definitely no danger.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad you're having a good time. That's cool. Tomorrow night, the opening kickoff game, you guys could watch that. All right, Phil, what's your take on this whole Devin White thing? We talked about it a lot earlier. I mean, it's a big story this morning. Devin White not making the trip and, you know, the ankle issue, and now it seems like N'Kobe Dean is the starter. What's your thought on this thing?
Yeah, I think it's BS. I think everyone's going to contribute. I think they're going to rotate guys. I think N'Kobe's going to start. I think he's just injured. I think it's kind of yellow journalism. And I think a lot of the media leaks like last year just is very divisive, and I just don't agree with it. I think everyone's going to play and everyone's going to rock.
So you're not buying the idea that he wasn't going to make the team or they were going to move on. You just think it's an ankle thing.
No, even if Dean started at the mic, like White could go outside, they can rotate in Trot, Bonds, like a career special teamer, like they're all going to play.
It's the media's fault.
Just like that, it's dangerous here in Brazil. It's BS. It's beautiful. Go Birds. Love you guys.
Phil, appreciate the call, man. Enjoy Brazil, and we appreciate listening. So here's
if I believe that Brazil ain't dangerous thing.
Well, not where Phil is.
No.
Yeah. I mean, Brazil's a big country with millions of people.
And it's not like if I went to Brazil, I'd go looking for danger. But the game ain't going to be played the Friday night. I mean, if I'm a career criminal and I was looking at the best chance for me to go rob people.
A career criminal.
No, I'm saying, seriously, all jokes aside, if I'm looking to rob people, I'm going to probably rob them when I got the best chance of having the most people to rob, and that's probably on a Friday night.
Not on a Wednesday afternoon.
No.
Okay.
I mean, because I don't know what the robbing hours are. But I'm assuming Wednesday is not, you know, the witching hour for robbing.
As a non-robber, I don't know this either. I consider the witching hour from 3 to 4 on Sundays when Scott Hansen tells me it's the witching hour, and that will become this Sunday. So one quick thing on the Devin White situation. Someone gave Jeff McClain the story. Someone gave Albert Breer. I mean, Albert Breer is a national reporter, right? He's hearing from GMs and people around the NFL that, hey, the Eagles might trade Devin White. That's
what is yellow journalism, though? That kind of stuck out to me.
Yeah, like a little bit of make-believe in there.
Okay.
Not.
You mean
not,
it's make-believe that he gonna probably get cut?
Well, our caller didn't believe that was accurate.
Mm. Well, it's because he didn't like the report. It's not because he doesn't actually believe it. Mm-hmm. This is very typical of Philly fans who don't like to be told something they don't want to hear. And they yell at the messenger for it.
Well, I mean,
kind of like we do sometimes.
Yes. Yeah, we do this. Well, I mean, nothing will ever top the Carson Wentz story in 2018.
It's the Hurt stuff this offseason. Nobody wanted to believe that there was anything, you know, going on from last year with him and Nick Sirianni. It's just don't tell me what I don't want to hear.
Yes, actions always speak louder than words. And the actions are Devin White is in the same country we are right now, which is America. The rest of the Eagles are going to Brazil.
Yeah, that's why it kind of threw me off when he said yellow. Yellow, wasn't it yellow journalism?
That's what it was.
Yeah, because I don't think Devin White on that plane.
He's not on that plane.
I mean, I don't know how he's going to be. He's going to be, that's one hell of a rotation over here in the States that he's going to be a part of.
Not part of it this week. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard. We'll come back. We'll hit your phone calls. Phillies have an afternoon game today. Leading off, coming your way at 2. Your call's next. Sports Radio 94 WIP. It really is the most wonderful time. It's football season, Hugh.
Yeah.
I mean, I love this song whenever, Christmas time, football time.
Because it kind of fits. I mean, and plus all the dates started running together anyway. They already got Halloween candy out, so it don't make no difference.
So you're saying it's basically Christmas?
Oh, yeah, it might as well be. Because it ain't even Halloween season. We got Halloween candy out already.
Because they know people are going to buy it.
That's ridiculous.
You wouldn't? I mean, if you put Halloween candy in front of me, I'll eat it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not debating that part. But it's just like, come on, dog. As soon as it gets cold, two things are given. That damn spiced everything, pumpkin spice everything.
Don't miss out while it's here.
And that damn Halloween candy. Mm. And you, I think this is the time also we go to the Home Depot stores and stuff and get the decorations for you outside, the Halloween decorations.
It's all out, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, it is September. At least it's September. It's no longer August.
It's ridiculous, though.
Well, when do you want to start putting it out?
Like give these holidays some time to breathe.
Yeah, but
leave me be with the spiced pumpkin.
See, no one has any solutions here. It's always like stop moving this so quickly. So give me the date. When do we put the Halloween stuff out? When does the pumpkin stuff get to?
Okay, about two more weeks.
Middle of September.
Yes.
Okay. At least you got a solution.
Yeah.
It's irritating.
I'm skipping right to Christmas.
I'm fine with that. You want to play Christmas music?
Don't worry about it. We'll be there before you know it.
We will. All right. The Eagles will be in Brazil before you know it. They're on their way. But not if John Macko has anything to say about it. You know who John Macko is?
Who was that?
He is the representative of the 88th Assembly District in Wisconsin. You see what he put out last night? He put a statement out. He wants the NFL to move this game out of Brazil, says John Macko of Wisconsin. And I'll read this thing to you. Ready? In the light of current political and social climate in Brazil, I urge the National Football League and the Green Bay Packers to reconsider the upcoming game scheduled to be held in Brazil on Friday. The alarming reports of widespread unrest, escalating violence, and profound censorship against U.S. companies operating within Brazil paint a troubling picture of the conditions. They're hosting a game in such an environment, not only risk the safety and well-being of players, staff, and fans, but also risk sending a message to contrary to the values of the NFL and the Packers stand for. It would be in the NFL's best interest to move the game back to the United States where safety can be ensured for all in attendance and take a stand for the freedom of speech. Hugh.
Soft.
You know what I say to that?
Mm.
He sent that out yesterday, right?
Yesterday.
I don't know who the hell you trying to influence with your take. It's too late in the game for that, brother. This game is about to be played, and whatever happens, happens. Like most of the guys, I'm pretty sure they're going to stay in the hotel. So, I mean, you don't have to worry about that. Now, the fans and whatnot, I know we had somebody call in yesterday talking about it's just as safe as it is, as it's going to anywhere and wherever, South Philly, whatever. I don't know if I believe that. I don't know if I believe that, especially when you have groups of people reporting that, you know, they have wildfires and civil unrest. I don't know what part you're hanging out in. And we've gotten reports from Elliot. It sounds like it's cool, but I'm not a dice shaker like that. I'm not willing to take that chance.
You know what this is to me?
What's that?
This is false hustle. This is so he could say, I said it was a bad idea if something goes awry. And he looks good to people who agree with all this. And like, yeah, he's right. Get in the game. They're not moving the game. I mean, the game's on Friday. It's Wednesday. NFL, unless there's an act of God, right, like a blizzard or something, something where a stadium can't be used, when does the NFL just move games 2 days before they're about to play? There's no chance that they're moving this game unless, again, something happened to where, let's say, wildfires, right? Like it was dangerous, the air quality, like that's different. But unless something changes, there's no chance they're taking this game out of Brazil.
No, and hopefully nothing, this goes off without a hitch. It sounds like pretty good so far, so good. Sounds like Elliot's having a great time. So there might be some truth to you know, the fact that it's not that bad. But I don't see Elliot as a guy that's, you know, not moving out too far outside his comfort zone.
Yeah. I like how Elliot's our social and political barometer for the game.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it seems like he's having a great time, but still, you know, don't want to take too many penitentiary chances when it comes to stuff like that.
No, you don't. 215-592-9494. The game's not getting moved. Let's all relax.
No, it's a wrap night. Now kiss the baby.
They're on their way. I mean, tell the plane to turn around. They're not changing the game. Mike in the Northeast is up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I love the show. Big fan.
Oh, thank you, Mike. What are you feeling today?
I want to take a shot at the mustache contest.
Okay.
The mustache contest.
What are you thinking?
Kevin Bacon.
Oh, Kevin Bacon. That is a really good guess. That is not it, but Mike, that is a good guess. All right, Mike, what do you think about Sirianni?
Clean slate. Let's go into the season positive-minded and just rooting for the team.
So you're not thinking about last year at all. It's all on Sirianni and what he does starting on Friday.
Correct.
I think more need to be like you. I wish I could be like you. I wish I could move off of things and forgive and forget. And Mike, great phone call. We appreciate you listening. That is, it's difficult for me. Hugh said he's going to do it, but.
Yeah. I mean, but if it goes awry.
Halftime on Friday night, we know it's going
to
happen.
I think it's going to be good, though, man. But if it goes awry, then I reserve the right to fan the way that I want to fan.
You waffled in 5 minutes.
No, I'm saying I reserve the right to fan the way that I want to fan.
You held on to that take. He preemptively. For 5 minutes.
He told us, don't be mad when I rip Sirianni.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying, if I see some of the same stuff that I saw last year, then no, I got a problem with that. Yeah, I got a problem with that.
I think most of us would. All right, can we give everyone the final clue here? It's rare that a Hughes Clues goes this deep into the show. $50 gift card on the line today to the Chesapeake Inn, which we're going to be at tomorrow. Chesapeake Restaurant and Marina will be there 10 to 2 tomorrow. Chesapeake City, Maryland. And just for anyone who hasn't been there before, you know, you hear Maryland, you're like, oh, how far away? It's not really far. It's an hour from Philadelphia. It's a quick shot. We're going out tomorrow. Hugh, fourth clue. What do you got?
The fourth clue that I have is this individual is a co-worker.
Excuse me?
He's a co-worker.
Whose co-worker?
He's my WIP? Coworker. Oh.
So he, then he's my coworker.
He's a coworker.
He's our coworker?
He's a coworker, yeah.
All right, so that, well, that certainly narrows down the list here. So what do we have? We have Delco resident, mustache, birthday tomorrow, at some point did stand-up comedy, yes, and a coworker here at WIP.
Yeah, and you know what else? Another thing is I don't see how why y'all think I'm that deep. Kevin Bacon, y'all think I would pull a Kevin Bacon out of a hat?
You think that's the one? Yeah, but you watch Tubi and weird movies.
I do. I watched a bad movie at Tubi last night.
You,
oh, you know what I'm about to watch?
Hold on. It's about to be football season. You got to put the Tubi down.
No, it's the last one I'm going to watch, Joe.
No,
it's,
don't lie. Why are you lying?
No, it's the last one I'm going to watch. It's called, it was called, I got to remember the name, but it's another one I want to watch on Netflix called Deliverance. Oh. And Glenn Close, they were talking about Glenn Close's lines in Deliverance. I can't share what they were saying about him. But they said that she has some very colorful lines.
Well, can't wait to watch that movie. A second ago, you tell everyone that you're not that deep to pick Kevin Bacon, and now you're pulling out Glenn Close lines.
I did. That didn't go together, did it?
No, you are the kind of person that would do that. That's why these guesses come in the way they do.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to think of this movie that I was watching on Tubi that was really, really bad. It was something about...
All of them?
No, it was... what was it? It was called, I think... Priest, Samurai Priest.
What are you doing?
It was a Samurai Priest.
There's so many good things.
I mean, you had to have known that was going to be bad
Samurai
before you
Priest.
No, I started, and then I was like, yeah, I can't do this. I started, and I was like, you know what? It ain't that bad. I can't do this.
It's like you with the plant-based butter. You're just not willing to give up on things right away.
It was like, I can't do that.
Samurai Priest, what is it about?
Yeah, it was Samurai Priest Vampire Hunter.
Oh,
that's what it
gosh.
Was.
Oh my gosh, this looks
and
awful.
You see it? Samurai Priest Vampire Hunter. And I was all into it about 20 minutes, and I was like, you know what? It ain't that bad.
This is the kind of movie you see the preview and you know it's bad.
And see, that's what it was. When I saw the actor that was playing the Samurai Priest Vampire Hunter, I was like, yeah, I'm cool. I can't.
The plot is the vampire race slowly becomes extinct as blood no longer sustains its members.
Yeah, and they were attacking each other.
You stop.
It was like,
hey, listen.
Do you need recommendations for things to watch?
No, I thought it sounded like a good title.
No, it did not.
And then, you know, it was in the vein of, you know, the movies in that day was like the early 2000s.
Kyle earlier said we really, because he was upset at all the takes out there about the NFL, that we need football back. We've run out of, you've run out of things to watch. You need football back.
No, I wanted to watch. I really kind of wanted to watch that one.
Well, you're just
I got like 10 minutes into it. It ain't that bad.
It's just like a Sirianni take. Clean slate. No, he's that bad. All right, Joe in Cherry Hill. What's up, Joe?
Yeah, I'm definitely, Bryce has got to go on the injured reserve list here. I mean, they can win without him. They can win this division. It's already over. Sirianni, I give him a clean slate. I think it all falls on the quarterback. I mean, and I definitely think that. And Kyle Quinn is the guest.
Joe, you're
a winner. He just hit all the boxes.
So, Joe, which one? Was it all the – like, how did you figure this out? Which clue? What gave it away?
I'll tell you what. I had a feeling right off the bat with the mustache, but when you went to Delco, I didn't know about his birthday, but I knew the Delco and the mustache. I had it a couple days ago.
But wait a minute. My question to you is this, Joe. Why of all the people, did you guess Kyle, like, right out the gate? Like, curious.
You're crazy, dude.
That explains it.
No, that's why I wanted to hear. I just wanted to hear you say it. I kind of figured that's what it was.
Every day. I listen to you every day. I don't get to call a lot because I'm driving and working. I got to use my phone, so I don't call as much as I'd like to. But this has got to be. Got to be Kyle.
Good job, buddy.
You nailed it, Joe. We appreciate you, man. And we'll get you the Chesapeake Inn gift card here. $50.
I feel good. I feel great now.
This is your best one, man.
No, I'm just saying.
Because you're the answer.
That's right.
No, because people are starting to get me. Like, they're starting to understand.
There's something real introspective going on right now.
No, listen. It's the fact that they're starting to understand how I feel about defenses and how I speak truth.
I've never been more disappointed than when people call it and say, do I get it now?
No. Like, you know what it's almost like? It's almost like, you know, having a virus or a parasite or something that just eats away at you to the point where you just kind of give up and just kind of let it take you.
Is that you?
I'm the parasite.
Okay.
I've just kind of gotten to the point now where people say, hey, you know what?
It was about to be me for a second.
Maybe I'm just going to just give in to what he's saying. And they're listening. They're listening, Joe, every day.
Like a rash that won't go away.
Yes, there you go. That's exactly what it is. And they're understanding. And it just makes me feel so good. I feel so good right now.
Well, I'm happy that
people
made
are
you
starting
feel
to get me. And they're starting to understand.
They're starting to climb into that mind that watches Samurai Priest or whatever that movie is. All right, so Joe.
Vampire Hunter. Samurai Priest.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I got to get this right. It's a very special movie. All right. Joe just won a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Arena. We'll be there tomorrow, 10 to 2, doing our show. ChesapeakeInn.com for details. Beautiful view from the Chesapeake right there. We'll be doing the show live tomorrow. Yes, and a happy early birthday to Kyle Quinn. Tomorrow's Kyle's birthday. And so not everyone knows this. You have to tell everyone the story. You, at one point, did stand-up.
I opened for Joe Conklin, so I won't be doing stand-up at Chesapeake tomorrow because I do consider myself a retired stand-up comedian.
One and done?
Did you go blue, though?
I went out on top.
Did you do blue?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, that's cool. I
started off by just like ripping a bunch of people from WIP because that was you know, the audience.
Yeah.
So Angelo in particular, and that hit.
Easy targets.
Exactly, yeah. Right. So I thought I got a lot of laughs, did a pretty good job. I left to a roaring applause.
Well,
of the
then
crowd
why and, not give it another give it another
because
go.
I go out on top.
Well, I mean, who knows?
Leave on a high note.
Maybe there's more to this.
Always leave them wanting more, Joe.
So that's called showmanship.
That's exactly
that
right.
That is what that is. Doug in Pensahawken hopefully has some showmanship on this call. What's up, Doug?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Doug.
I got to respond to the airline stewardess. You know what? Maybe he has a point there. That's a real elite running back talent they have right now in Dallas for 2019.
I think even before that, Doug, I think Dalvin Cook and Ezekiel Elliott were going high in drafts in like 2016 in fantasy football. It's 2024.
Listen, these Cowboys fans can say all in all they want. They're all in denial, all in delusion. All right, it's gonna be, they're going to crash and burn so fast this year. It's going to be great.
Yeah, but I always laugh when Jim or any other Cowboy fan does this. Like, do the Eagles have a lot of questions? Yeah, I think we'd all say they have a lot of questions. But the Cowboys have bigger questions. They don't even know if their quarterback's going to be on the team next year.
Well, we're not the ones saying it's our year every year, you know?
Well, it's not, I'll tell you this, it's not the Cowboys' year. That we know. Doug, good phone call. All right, is Mad Mike up next? We haven't talked to Mad Mike in a little bit here. Mad Mike, I'm guessing, has a thought on Sirianni. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, I have a thought on Sirianni. That guy's a no-talent clown moron puppet, and he doesn't get any passes.
It's a lot. That's a lot.
So no clean slate for you?
No, he gets no clean slate. And the fact that you're trying to give him a clean slate makes me super mad. And you know what? Put Bryce Harper on the he's a fraud, phony panderer list and don't let him play because with his bloated contract and wanting more years. What a fraud.
Yeah, that more years thing really didn't work out the way Bryce wanted it to. I think he was expecting the sympathy and empathy from the fan base. He didn't get that.
Yeah. Go put the Philly fanatic on some more of your clothes, loser. Like, I hate this guy. Like, he's a fraud. He was a fraud in everywhere he goes. And we're like, oh, he's not a fraud here anymore. He's a fraud.
So do you think he's not hurt or you think he's hurt?
I think he's a big baby and he's trying to like, oh, I'm hurt. This is why I can't play good. Maybe it's because you're getting old and your skills have eroded.
Well, I mean, I think it's part
of it.
He's
a strong team.
Yeah, I mean, he's not young anymore. Mike, we preached the phone call. So as expected, Mike not willing to wipe that slate clean for Nick Sirianni here. The Bryce thing is, I don't buy the idea he's not hurt. You can see it. And also, Bryce Harper doesn't, when he plays, Hugh, when he's healthy, he hits home runs. He's just playing different. Like, he's hurt.
It's the timing. And you know, even though I don't agree with what Mad Mike is saying, I mean, if you're being fair and honest, there is something to it. Because the timing of him saying that he's hurt and then all of a sudden it's just starting to look like he's going off the rails. Even though he's hitting, but he's not hitting for power right now. It's just weird. And then he's back in the lineup again today. You would think that, like, if anything, you want Bryce to be ready to go when the postseason
starts. Do you agree with the take that Spike had yesterday, that it's a bit Embiid-ish to tell us all that he's hurt so he garners a little sympathy if he doesn't play well?
I will say this.
It's got a twinge of Embiid to it.
I will say this. When I was in Jacksonville and I was hurt and I played through that pain and I was getting ridiculed, I never said a word. Never said a word because I felt like anytime you walk out there on the mound, on the field, whatever it is you do on the court, like any excuse you have for injuries or whatnot is out the window. You can't say that.
It is one thing I do appreciate you about Jalen Hurts. He hates to talk about his own injuries. Remember last year when he didn't want to answer questions about his knee issue, which was obvious to all of us watching? The year before, he was very reticent to talk about his shoulder, which was a problem. He, I think, goes... Now, he's the quarterback of the Eagles, so people are going to dig on the truth, right? People are gonna, reporters are going to try to find out how banged up he is because he's the quarterback and it matters a lot. And the NFL makes you, you know, put these guys on the injury report for gambling purposes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Hurts is more towards the way your mentality was. I think if Hurts had it his way, we would never know what he's dealing with physically.
Because you open yourself up to being ridiculed more than anything. It doesn't help you, especially when you make the kind of money that you're making, to tell people that you're hurt. Because they're not trying to hear that. You're a Superman. You're looked at larger than life. So when you do stuff like that, it's perceived as weakness. You just got to go out there. You just got to play, man. Or you got to sit your butt down and get healthy. Because that's not an excuse that hunts when people are paying money. You're talking about people that like to gamble. Because you hear it all the time. Oh, you make too much money to be complaining. Get healthy. You know, nobody care. Oh, you're just a pansy. You're not hurt. Whatever. Yeah, so you probably need to sit down and just get healthy, man.
You know what else in terms of timing? And look, I think Bryce is actually hurt. I think it's obvious if you're watching it, you see it. He's not swinging the same way. He's hitting flares to left field instead of pulling the ball in the air the way he were typically used to him doing. I will say, though, Hugh, on timing, right? Remember we were discussing earlier about when AJ basically said that, you know, Sirianni took one for the team last year by taking the blame for the way the game ended in the Seattle when it wasn't his fault at all. You know, couldn't have Bryce told us he was banged up the whole day and a half that we were ripping Topper for not using him as a pinch hitter? Wouldn't that have been the time?
He could have.
Because that could have taken all the heat off of Topper. Like, if Bryce comes out after that game.
And say, hey, man, I was hurt.
I'm banged up. I'm. Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. I'll be fine by October. But it takes that heat off of Topper. Instead, this station spent 24 hours on Topper's a moron. How do you not use Bryce Harper as a pinch hitter? And the reason is because Bryce Harper's hurt.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it is, though. It's one of those things where you get retrospective when you start thinking about the injuries, and now you start to look at him, okay, that's why this and this and this didn't happen. But, yeah, it's one of those things, man, where you can't win by telling people at this late in the game that you're hurt. It's just it leaves you open for all kind of speculation, and now we're talking about whether or not he should be out, and now he's back in the lineup. So, yeah, it's a tough spot to be in.
Yeah, and if you're hurt, and you've admitted you're hurt, get to the IL. Get healthy for the playoffs here. Phil is in Brazil. Phil is up on WIP. Phil, how's Brazil today?
Yo, what's going on? I love you guys. Happy birthday, Kyle. Been listening to y'all since the evening, driving to work. Hugh, I got to meet you at your Hall of Fame brunch. So, first time calling in. Brazil is amazing.
Oh, we appreciate that. So, Phil, are you in Sao Paulo? Where are you right now?
I'm in Rio, and I'm going to go to the Eagles, like, official thing in Sao Paulo tomorrow, the kickoff party. They're going to play the game, I guess, Ravens Chiefs on a projector, and Swoop's going to be there and everything, and we're going to do that tomorrow. But it's been beautiful here. Any reports of danger and stuff, maybe Sao Paulo, but it's just the people here are amazing. There's definitely no danger.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad you're having a good time. That's cool. Tomorrow night, the opening kickoff game, you guys could watch that. All right, Phil, what's your take on this whole Devin White thing? We talked about it a lot earlier. I mean, it's a big story this morning. Devin White not making the trip and, you know, the ankle issue, and now it seems like N'Kobe Dean is the starter. What's your thought on this thing?
Yeah, I think it's BS. I think everyone's going to contribute. I think they're going to rotate guys. I think N'Kobe's going to start. I think he's just injured. I think it's kind of yellow journalism. And I think a lot of the media leaks like last year just is very divisive, and I just don't want to agree with it. I think everyone's going to play and everyone's going to rock.
So you're not buying the idea that he wasn't going to make the team or they were going to move on. You just think it's an ankle thing.
No, even if Dean started at the mic, like White could go outside, they can rotate in Trot, Bonds, like a career special teamer. Like they're all going to play.
It's the media's fault.
Just like this, like that, it's dangerous here in Brazil. It's BS. It's beautiful. Go Birds. Love you guys.
Phil, appreciate the call, man. Enjoy Brazil, and we appreciate listening. So here's
if I believe that Brazil ain't dangerous thing.
Well, not where Phil is.
No.
Yeah. I mean, Brazil's a big country with millions of people.
And it's not like if I went to Brazil, I'd go looking for danger. But the game ain't going to be played the Friday night. I mean, if I'm a career criminal and I was looking at the best chance for me to go rob people.
A career criminal.
No, I'm saying, seriously, all jokes aside, if I'm looking to rob people, I'm going to probably rob them when I got the best chance of having the most people to rob, and that's probably on a Friday night.
Not on a Wednesday afternoon.
No.
Okay.
I mean, because I don't know what the robbing hours are. But I'm assuming that Wednesday is not, you know, the robbing, the witching hour for robbing.
As a non-robber, I don't know this either. I consider the witching hour from 3 to 4 on Sundays when Scott Hansen tells me it's the witching hour, and that will become this Sunday. So one quick thing on the Devin White situation. Someone gave Jeff McClain the story. Someone gave Albert Breer. I mean, Albert Breer is a national reporter, right? So he's hearing from GMs and people around the NFL that, hey, the Eagles might trade Devin White. That's
what is yellow journalism, though? That kind of stuck out to me.
Yeah, like a little bit of make believe in there.
Okay.
Not.
You mean
not,
it's make believe that he gonna get probably get cut?
Well, our caller didn't believe that was accurate.
Mm. Well, it's because he didn't like the report. It's not because he doesn't actually believe it. Mm-hmm. This is very typical of Philly fans who don't like to be told something they don't want to hear. And they yell at the messenger for it.
Well, I mean,
kind of like we do sometimes.
Yeah, we do this. Well, I mean, nothing will ever top the Carson Wentz story in 2018.
It's the Hurts stuff this offseason. Nobody wanted to believe that there was anything, you know, going on from last year with him and Nick Sirianni. It's just don't tell me what I don't want to hear.
Yes, actions always speak louder than words. And the actions are Devin White is in the same country we are right now, which is America. The rest of the Eagles are going to Brazil.
Yeah, that's why it kind of threw me off when he said yellow. Yellow. Wasn't yellow journalism?
That's what it was.
Yeah, because I don't think Devin White on that plane.
He's not on that plane. He's not.
So, I mean, I don't know how he's going to be. He's going to be. That's one hell of a rotation over here in the States that he's going to be a part of.
Not part of it this week. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard. We'll come back. We'll hit your phone calls. Phillies have an afternoon game today. Leading off, coming your way at 2. Your call's next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.